Blog Talk Radio.
Touch the music. Now, find out in a minute. Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People. My name is Joe Golner. Welcome to another edition. We're trying to still get some kinks taken care of with Scarlett, but for whatever reason, we're having some difficulties. We're going to try, different ways. So, anyway, let's go on and do a little duffel things. I did a live feed earlier and kind of hinted on that. What's going on what's going on right now is what's happening in Minnesota is wrong, and that is totally wrong. The cops should be totally, fired and suspended, fired, and also be arrested for murder. And that was unconscionable, and not just because I'm running for office or anything else, but it's common sense, it's wrong. And then there's something else that's going on in another part of the country, and it's wrong. And with the overzealous police, doesn't help the cause. So, we're going to do a couple of things here. We're gonna switch. Scarlett actually is gonna take over for me, as we're gonna try and do something else. And I'm gonna call into the show. She's in the studio, so I can do this. And then I'm gonna call in. She'll let me in, and we'll go in that route. And hopefully, we can get this done and get it done right.
Good evening, everyone. This is Scarlett. I hope you're all listening out there, waiting for Joe to come in. Today's news is very interesting. What's going on? I hear there is a new stimulus going on, but we don't know how true that is. Also, okay, you gotta come. You deal with it. Okay, something's wrong.
Okay, we're getting kind of stuff going on with calls can come in and stuff like that. I don't know why, but maybe I think we're being attacked. It's only the second show. But anyway, since you came back, but I want to tell you, this is crazy. And see, yeah, and we're going to try a different method. But anyway, let's see. I'm going to try. Now you got busy signal coming in. But anyway, we're going to continue the show. Here we go. What's going to happen? What we're doing now, like I started to say, this is a good day. Yeah, we're going to win this thing and then defeat. But okay, now what we're doing is. This is one of the reasons why I didn't want to have a guest today, because we want to try and do things live and do it, see how it works on this. You know, we get sent it, and I think this is even here. What they're doing with Twitter on Trump is wrong. If they're trying to censor him because they can't beat him at his own game, it's wrong, because they can do it to him, they can do it to you, they can do it to me. That is wrong. I hope we can get some calls. If you want to call in right now and talk to me, call me at 516-531-9836. Maybe you guys can get through that way. No. Anyway, we need to do different things, and we got to get things done. And the left wing is really going crazy. It really is. Now, apparently, we having problems with technology today in our show, and for whatever reason. So, I hope you guys can hear us. I hope we can keep this going. Let's see. What I'm doing right now is I'm going through what we need to talk about. And we need to really talk about something really important, and that's society as a whole. We are dependent on everything. We're like sheep wearing masks, scared of our shadows, being locked down for no reason. The virus, yes. Is it, we had virus before. We have flus. We have pandemics before. And people dying from diseases and stuff. And our body gets immune. We get all kinds of medicines. We have people that are being locked, that are the states that have lockdowns have more deaths than the states that were open all along. All kinds of stuff. You know, the mask that we wear, it prevents us from letting our air out. It actually puts us in a position where we're breathing our own bad air. Because our body, when we breathe in the oxygen and release the bad air. And if we are prevented from releasing the bad air, and we actually breathe back that bad air through the mask like this, preventing us to go back, we're actually hurting ourselves, hurting our lungs and our bodies. And sooner or later, you're going to see emphysema, you're going to see lung cancer, you're going to see bronchitis, you're going to see asthma, and all the other stuff that goes along with it as the body is receiving poison, not the virus so much, and even that we don't even know, but our own poisons that we're keeping into our system because we're bringing it back in, instead of releasing it out to the atmosphere. And that is causing us to get hurt and get sick. And that's a no-no. So, indirectly, they are actually causing us danger. To call in, my number is 516-531-9836. Give us a call in right now, and let's see if we can talk. Today was supposed to be Florida's, and this country's back to the space program, And we got a call. Hey, we have a call coming in. Let's see if it comes through. Let's see. Okay, let's see. Caller, are you in?
Can you hear me?
No, actually. Talk, anyway.
I am.
Yes.
No.
Okay. When, I have no idea if we're hearing anybody or not. But the point is, I hope we are actually hearing people and people hearing us and going from there. Unless, you know.
They love us.
Yeah, I know. This is like, you know, crazy.
1984.
Yeah.
It's ringing.
Yeah. So let's see if that comes in. Anyway, anyhow, I don't know what's going on. You just, okay, we just lost you. Anyway, yeah, work for everybody. I don't know why it didn't come in. We're going to try it at a different point. Oh, 36. Anyway, I know it's kind of, it's, we're testing things out. Anyway, the space program with the SpaceX as well as NASA working together is a good thing, and we're working on that. No sound.
No sound.
No, yeah, Ron just told me no sound. Okay, we're having technical difficulties. Let's reboot. Can we reboot the system?
Yeah, I'm logging out.
Okay.
If you log out, I'll log out. What's going on?
Okay.
So, they did something to us.
So, we're done for the night?
No, I'm going to go back in.
Okay, go back in. We're
going
to reboot.
All right,
I'm going. I'm checking out. I'm getting. I'm logging out. I'm locking out. I didn't end the program. I just logged out.
What do you think we did?
I don't know.
Who's mad at us today?
Frankie, maybe. You might be right.
Because Spanky wanted to come over to Ron's place and kill him.
Hello.
Are you
it's
in?
You. You're in. I'm not in.
Why don't we get out of here? I can't log out.
Phone number. Calling a guest.
Okay.
Call me. Call our number in so I can pick it up.
All right. You're in the.
Try. Just try calling me. Call me.
What's your plan B if you can't?
We're getting. We're going to do a 954-749-4308. You're on. Let's see if we can get one of you.
What's your plan B if you can't?
I don't know. We don't have. Well, we heard the music. So, what's up with us?
Okay. Well, you want to call back the radio show?
No, call my phone.
Oh.
Go on the air. Call me from there.
I'm out. I'm locked out.
No, you're not. You're in.
I have to go back in then.
Go back in. You're in. Go on the phone and call me.
All right. Relax. There's no sound.
I don't know. Maybe there will be sound. I don't care. Do something. Call my phone.
Relax.
Go in on the system and call me.
You're not allowing me in.
Okay, I'll call you.
It's not allowing me into the board.
Because I'm in the board. I'll call your phone. You ready?
Yeah, call my phone.
954. Okay, so...
You're the one that's controlling the board now.
Am I controlling the board?
Yeah.
You don't hear me. 954-749-4308.
I'm ending the show.
Don't. Let it go. We have to figure. You know what? Stop it.
We got 41 minutes, so if anyone hears
me,
call.
Leave it alone. Let's fuck around with it. Doesn't matter. I want to figure out what the problem is. Okay?
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
All these things shouldn't be happening.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, how you guys? Hey, we got a call going. Everything's good. How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling in to find out what's going on with the show.
Oh, the show is crazy, man. I'll tell you, I think the left is really giving us a hard time. Apparently, we are alive now, and that's a good thing because we wouldn't be able to get the closest.
Okay, so let's talk.
Okay, go ahead. By the way, for you that don't know it, this is Scarlett.
Hi, Scarlett Butler, infamous spewer.
Yeah,
I want everybody to know that we're going after all the people here in Broward County, from the justice system to the education system to the medical, the sheriff's department, the mayors, a lot of bad mayors down here, to the people who need to wake up and see that the left are mashugana, okay? It's time that they all need to see the truth. And it's time that people wake up and see the truth. That they want to go, they want to work. They don't want the stimulus. They want businesses to open. We need to get rid of the masks. That is so disgusting. I mean, you're breathing in all your toxins. You know, I was sitting in Publix yesterday, and the people, I was walking around and asking them, do you like wearing it? They said, no. So why are you wearing it? I said, because they told you. So if somebody told you to jump off, go on the Brooklyn Bridge and jump off, you would jump? I'm saying, he says, well, I won't be able to shop in here. I said, why won't you be able to shop in here? I said, they need to make your money. Without them making your money, they will go out of business. And Publix is the most given company I've ever seen. Okay? They're crazy down here. Went to the doctor's office. Now I'm going on an appointment. You got to wear the mask, the gloves. You got to knock on the door before you go in. Life needs to go back. Life needs to continue on and forget about this virus. Okay? They don't worry about the H1N1. They don't worry about the flu. They don't worry about a cold. They go to work. They go to school. They live their life. It's time to live life. That's why the Constitution says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And you can't stop us from doing that. Freedom of speech. Up, you got another caller. All right, bring him on.
I got another caller here.
Oh, no.
494.
No. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Yeah, we can hear you, caller. How can we help you?
No, I was listening to the technical difficulties, and I just wanted to see if this was working for you.
Oh, it's working. We figure it out. Nobody gets us. Nobody. We will trample a wave, stop, do whatever we have to do, because we know it's the truth. And if you can't handle the truth, then get off my program. Okay?
We were trying to get both headsets working in two seconds.
Right.
For some reason, it didn't work.
It's not giving us. And then we couldn't call in, so there's always a way to figure it out. I never give up. I am a troubleshooter, you know? I mean,
definitely.
Same as you, right?
So you hear the show now on the radio, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you have any questions for us, caller, besides technical difficulties?
No,
what do you think about
the
new stimulus? Do you think we should get a second stimulus?
Yeah.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
Why should we hold it? Well, do you work?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And do you get paid every week?
Yes.
Are you married?
Yes.
Does your spouse work?
Yes.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Why do you need another stimulus?
Go ahead.
Come on, caller, answer me. Why do you need help with bills?
Answer.
Are you behind in bills? Is it hard for you?
I
can leave somebody speechless.
What?
Yeah. Kayla Smart.
Okay. Okay.
You like that question?
I know.
That's the question that needs to be asked.
Where's Aphrodite Jones when you need her? Yeah, you know, Kyle?
No, seriously, you have any questions for me?
No, none I can think of offhand.
Okay. I think he's upset now.
Not even about the questions we asked for politicians.
Do you think Joe Goldner is going to win the his candidacy for sheriff?
Yes, that I do.
Do you think he's going to change Broward County?
Yes.
In what
Excellent.
Way?
In what way?
That I truly... I've been watching all of his videos, and I believe every word he says.
That's excellent.
It's not. I'll tell you, it's not just the bullying. It's a lot of things going on because, I'm telling you, if you looked around the last couple of days, the bullying is not just individuals in the community. It's also some of the police officers, too. I hate to say that, but there are rogue cops out there, like the one that was like the four in Minnesota, and the one, and this one down here that just got cited. There's a fine line of doing policing, protecting and serving, and then becoming a thug themselves. And those cops, if they're out there like that, need to be rooted out because one little bad apple kills everybody else, and it's not good. And we need to get rid of that because 99.9% of police officers are good, not like what you see promoted by the left-wing media, especially. Because it's false hatred towards different races when it's not really there at all. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
So my proposal, and I've been doing it, and I've been saying it all along, is to bring the cops cop, Bernie Couric, down here to Broward County and to retrain the police officers not only to do protect and serve properly, like stop and frisk, but with the probable cause, learn how to do it in a way that doesn't interfere with people's civil rights.
And now, there's been a lot of talk about legalizing pot. How can they do so without an FDA regulation or monitoring?
They can't, because they don't know you need to have that type of regulation because you can put anything in it, fentanyl,
cyanide, you name
cocaine.
It, it's probably been done. Yeah.
I don't believe in legalizing pot of any kind, really. I understand for cancer and stuff like that and do it, but through a prescription, which is that is regulated, but because it's through a prescription and through a pharmacy, it's based on that has a little thing, but I did not know.
Even that has to be FDA regulated.
Yeah, they need to be.
I mean, because the way the way these people are buying it.
They're buying it, and the doctors that give out free prescriptions should be arrested. That's those dealers. Same thing with these pharmaceutical companies that with the opioids, and some of them are taken care of. Billions of dollars of fines, some being arrested, and so forth. They need to be, because opioids, the pharmaceutical companies are keeping them. And as Broward County Sheriff, I'll go into that. And look into it and make sure that these people don't violate the laws. I'm a strict person, as you know, about addiction. Addiction kills. It doesn't matter if it's drugs, alcohol.
Yeah. I've seen it multiple times. Yep.
So, it's a disease that spreads on people that usually, especially. Majority of the alcoholics and drug dealers are people with low self-esteem, for whatever reason, low.
Who, dealers?
No, not the dealers.
They're money-hungry little grubs.
Not the dealers. The actual victims.
They're not victims because they tried it, they like it, and they get addicted to it.
Yeah, because they.
And they don't know when to stop.
The mindset is so low, so it's an easy picking for these people.
And it's free the first time.
Yeah, and what they do is these dealers hire enablers and others to pick these people who have low self-esteem and low self-confidence in themselves and doesn't really think of anything themselves. It's kind of disoriented, doesn't have a direction or anything, never got that insight to that foundation to become something, and they go out of reason. And also people with special needs and bullies, and they work hand in hand, those bullies enablers to the drug dealers. And that's and others, and the parents don't want that help because they don't understand it or they don't care. And that's a problem because these parents have turned the other cheek or looked the other way after getting their sons and daughters killed.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. So I believe that the parents are responsible for these kids, and if they're living, even if they're older and they're living with the parents still have that same responsibility, even though they are raised to be on their own because they're under their roof. And because of that, they are obligated to take care of everyone in that group, that domicile, that home. And if something happens there, you're just as guilty. Just because you drive of a getaway car or a bank that someone gets killed doesn't mean you're not charged for first-degree murder. So the same thing happens there.
Just like a bar who serves someone many, many drinks and then they
in
go and
Jersey,
get in their car.
In New Jersey and
same
New York,
thing and they drive.
Places, if a bartender knows that you're intoxicated and you can't drive, it doesn't take the key away or doesn't stop serving the drink. And the person that's intoxicated drives away in the car and gets into an accident and gets killed or kills somebody, that bartender, that restaurant, that bar is criminally liable. That's the law. I want that in all 50 states.
That's good to know.
That's why, and we've been pushing that. And so this, and so has MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. That's also MAD.
That is me.
Added that too, that they want that. That's one of the reasons we have places that the neighborhoods in the communities want certain places closed. That's even before I got involved. That's one of the reasons why the community in Davie wanted Cloud 9 closed. Because of many DUIs, actually, not just the drug dealing and the prostitution that came out of there, but also because of the DUIs that are around and people and the accidents in the middle of that early. And then, of course, yelling and screaming in the back of the place and around, and the bumps are hanging around McDonald's at that point, which is right there. And the people are just fed up. And when they go and the next morning, early, it's like 7, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, and these people are walking over, drink condoms and drug needles and stuff like that, the neighborhood got fed up. And that's why for years they've been trying to close that place down. But the coronavirus did a pretty good job at it.
There's another waste
of
time, the coronavirus. They should have left everything open.
Yeah, states that have never closed have very little deaths and very little.
Why are we social distancing when we have to wear a mask?
Or vice versa?
I didn't get sick, but I wore that mask yesterday. That was some nasty thing.
I kept breathing in,
and it was just terrifying to breathe.
Yeah,
there are some places you have to have it on in order to go into a store.
I had to go to the doctor yesterday, and it was just, we were 6 feet apart. They wouldn't let
only two of
other
you
people
at a time in.
In
there.
Excuse me?
Only two of you at a time in there?
Yeah. Had to take someone to the doctor. And
yep,
then I had to wait for them
yep,
to
aware.
Let me go in, and it was a whole to-do.
Wait till Friday when I go to the eye doctor. I have to sit in the car till my apartment is, and then I got to knock on the door at the time. I got to make sure I have my mask on, to take my temperature. If I'm under 100 degrees, I'll be allowed in to get my eyes checked. That's how they're doing it. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And next week, I'm going to go to the doctor. I have to wear a mask and rubber gloves. I'm serious. I'm like Batman and my sidekick here. It's hilarious. But you know what? You go in there, the doctor's touching you. What's the difference?
Right.
I can't figure it out.
When you go to get your hair cut,
right.
You keep the mask on and
yes.
Take the thing off your ear one side at a time.
Okay.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry. I'm going to interrupt that. I'm sorry about the stimulus comment because I'm for the stimulus. Okay? I just think people should
get
help. I think everything should open. I think we should go live life. It's time. Everyone, we should go back. Okay? Drive and have fun and go do things with the family or your friends.
Yeah,
go to the movies. Go shoot pool. Go bowling. Do something. Go sit in restaurants. You know, go sit outside at a cafe. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, restaurants are open now, but every other booth is closed.
Yeah, most restaurants.
It's ridiculous.
A lot of these restaurants.
Sports events.
50% table capacity.
They're nuts. They're nuts.
I do. Okay. A sports fan. I got breaking news for sports fan. The NHL and the NHL players got to an agreement over the last couple of days. Starting in the middle of July, we signed the hockey playoffs. And because it ended the way it was back in March, the Florida Panthers made it to the playoffs.
Mazel tov. You know, they should bring
the Panthers first round. Panthers versus the Islanders. And what's unique about the Panthers and the Islanders, they both were owned by the same person at one time.
Yes. Are you a hockey fan? Are you a sports fan?
No. I work a lot, so I have no time to watch anything.
Okay, I can dig. I know how that feels. I work a lot.
Baseball season.
Do you watch wrestling? You ever watch wrestling? Like WWE?
No.
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 Okay.
Baseball season after after July 4th weekend supposedly starts the baseball season.
That's ridiculous. What are you going to play till Christmas? We're going to have the...
No,
it's a short season. It's not fair. They should start it next year and eat it.
Okay, Broward County Schools. I heard that doesn't start until next January.
School?
Yeah, the schools.
Really?
There's some story that it's going to start. Broward County Schools is expected to start at the end of August, but that's a question.
Why can't we go back to school?
I don't know, but what's the good thing about that? They're not indoctrinated by the left.
So what are everybody setting up homeschooling?
We take kids out of the crutches of the arms of the progressives.
They're going to learn.
They're actually going to learn. And some of the ultra-left-wing people like up in Harvard, the professor up there and a couple others, they're saying that homeschooling is actually hurting the kids because they can't get a hold of them and teach them to be progressive.
The left is hurting themselves. It's great. They can't indoctrinate a kindergarten. It's great.
But anyway, we actually have 17 minutes left to show.
Hey, we made it. I figured it out.
Yeah.
You know? So, I think the kids should go back to school. I think all businesses and everybody should open. And real estate. And go do things. And have a life. And be happy. And that's it.
Car dealers. The court.
Nobody's doing business at all. They're not making money. They're barely holding on. Okay?
Right.
Eventually, something's got to get better. The stock market's getting better.
Yeah. Hertz rented cars for El Chapo 11.
And they're selling their cars. They're selling all those cars on the auction block, I read.
Real cheap.
Oh, yeah. Hertz is going out of business?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chapter 11.
Is that reorganizing?
Yeah, it's
reorganizing. Yeah, but meanwhile, they're selling all their... They're selling their fleets.
Yeah,
well... That's terrible.
And you got the Miami Dolphins using Hard Rock Stadium as a movie theater. A drive-in movie theater.
Have you ever gone to a drive-in movie?
Long ago.
I never have gone. I never went. You know?
Anyway,
does your car have to be 6 feet apart?
Yeah, they got places apart.
6x6? 6 feet out, 6 feet back, 6 feet from the side.
No,
how did they set that up with the speakers on the car?
Drive into the stadium.
Radio.
Radio? How are you going to hear the thing like he's talking on the car?
You turn into a station that they tell you to, and you watch.
Really?
Swap shop has that.
Really? I didn't know that. That means you have to run your car and you'll knock out your battery. You have to run the car. The fumes are everywhere.
If it's hot out, you're going to run the AC anyway.
Yeah, you run the AC anyway. And they actually bring food and drinks to your car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the old days.
No way.
Yeah.
I thought you had to go get it.
No, they'll bring it to you. They want you out.
Nothing in the 50s?
Yeah, coffee with the separate grill with these
stuff. Wow, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
And then you got the car swap shops, and they're busy.
I've been in the swap shop. You remember when they had the circus?
Yeah, but anyway.
You ever been in the swap shop? They had a circus.
Yeah, I was there not too long ago, but it wasn't.
No circus
going on at
the
moment.
They took it away. When my child was very little, they used to have a circus. I used to take them to it. And then all those little rides there.
I remember when that was there.
Yeah, I remember. Are the rides still there?
They were there when I was there, but they weren't functioning.
Not functioning? Why? Because they had to be 6 feet apart?
No, this was way before this thing started. I went there a couple
really?
Months ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know on Sundays they have a big flea market there. You can go buy up everything under the sun.
Someone,
oh, yeah.
I know someone that has a
table there.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of items at very... at very low prices.
It's good for people.
You know, like, yeah, like a phone cord for only $1.
You can go to the dollar store over here. You can get that. Okay, I love the dollar stores. You can buy everything. Anyway, let's talk about Runcie. So Runcie's playing God with the schools, and the Brenda Foreman's playing God with the courts. And Tony and
Still?
Gregory Tony's playing God with Sheriff.
Now, let me answer the question about schools until next year. That's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. Kids are better off being home and homeschooled.
I know, but
Jordan would have liked that.
I was going to tell you something.
Hey, does Dr. Osgood still get paid?
No.
They're not getting paid, the teachers and the numbnuts? That woman.
I just looked it up. It doesn't say anything about when it starts. But it has 271,517 students.
Well, look how they graduated them this year. They didn't have any prom. They didn't have a graduation. They didn't get anything. They got screwed.
Anyway, we are sure when the schedule is for school to start. Somebody I know from that Western Dallas State question. I will find out and get
Bernie's
back.
Wife. You know, Bernie P. His wife.
He's retired.
Oh, she's retired.
But
How about E? Okay, how about Bob Sutton?
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll talk to him on that. Anyway, with 11 minutes left, so I want to thank you, Mark, for calling in, and I want the next few minutes to talk before we end the show, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Come on now.
Bye.
Okay.
You want me to go? I'll go.
my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no